9:35 p.m. and now we're watching breaking news. It's now the New South Wales right faction. All the right factions have gone to Julia Gillard, which means that Kevin Rudd, as our Prime Minister, a Prime Minister without any factions, which is so important in the Labor Party, is, well, definitely his goose is cooked, or just he's not looking good.
I reckon it's looking pretty sick. Okay.
So we're loving this. We're scarfing chips and scotch and red wine and nuts and chocolate and watching this. We're watching Sky News breaking the spirit while respecting the letter of the rule that there's an area in Parliament House where you're not allowed to do live broadcasts, television broadcasts. And what they're doing is something rather sneaky. They're filming this journalist from a long way away. While she's on the phone. She's actually facing the camera, just like she's doing a piece to camera, but the camera looks like it's like an extreme telephoto lens, possibly in another building, as far as I can tell. And she's talking into her phone, giving updates, complete with a rather odd delay between her lips and about a one-second delay before we hear her audio, because thanks to the mobile phone system. So I wonder if Sky News will get their knuckles wrapped for bending to almost to the point of breaking the rule about no live broadcasts from this area of Parliament House. Okay, the camera's zooming out now, and yeah, I think the camera's actually in another building.
Outside.
There's no other building? Well, another building, but another annex. What do you call it?
No?
So the camera's outside, filming through a window. That's pretty pathetic. I mean, it's effective. It worked. So it looks like the talking heads' received wisdom seems to be that Kevin Rudd has had it. Yeah, so now we're back to less news. Still, it's what is it now? 9:38. We'll see what's happening in a few more minutes. As I predicted, it's now 9:41. Sky News's camera set up in a courtyard somewhere, filming through a window, has been shut down by Parliament House security. I suspect at the request of, well, who knows? Maybe it was genuine security concerns. But they were bending the rule pretty hard, I thought. My wife, Karina, thinks I'm libeling, slandering Fox Sky News. Well, I actually think that what they did was a cute idea. But, I mean, if you're not supposed to do live broadcasts from that area of Parliament House, and they set up somewhere outside, film through a window, a journalist talking on the phone, doing a live piece, I reckon that's bending that rule. This isn't a law or anything. It's just a rule worked out with the press corps, I'm sure. No other real news other than Sky News getting kicked out of that courtyard. I feel sorry for the poor old camera crew sitting out in a dark courtyard filming through a window in Canberra in the freezing cold on a 9:30 at night. Poor buggers. Well, it's 10:10 p.m. now, and it looks like Kevin Rudd, our Prime Minister, is about to give a press conference in a couple of minutes. Our talking heads seem to be disagreeing with each other. Even on Sky News, they're getting different tips. One guy is saying that Kevin Rudd is going to step down and resign. The other guy saying he's going to announce there's a challenge tomorrow.
Let me put a possibility to you, and this is in the context of your suggestion that this might be a resignation. Can you see any possibility that this might be a joint press conference with your...
Yeah, okay, they're just guessing by the sounds of it. So we'll see in a few minutes whether... It looks like it's all so last minute, there's not even going to be a video feed from the green room. Is that what they call it? Blue room. The blue room. So it might just be a journalist, a Sky News journalist, holding a mobile phone up towards the Prime Minister. We shall see. 10:30 p.m. and our Prime Minister has got up in a press conference and said he's going to take it to a ballot. He's fighting. Good for him. He's actually handling this press conference very well, I think. I'm not a Rudd supporter, but I'm actually, my estimation for him has gone up. You?
No comment.
Not a Rudd fan. Interesting morning tomorrow morning if you're into Australian politics.
Should be equally in our thinking at a time like this. My party's interests is important as well.